Now, when you think of basic amenities, what springs to mind? Food, water, shelter, safety. Well, what about travel? What about the ability to get from point A to point B safely and on time? Unsurprisingly, once you get out of the metro hubs, sub-Saharan Africa is fairly sparse in the public transport department. For many, the ability to travel faster opens up a world of opportunity, of education and advancement. World Bicycle Relief is a charity focused on the distribution of transport to disadvantaged and underdeveloped communities, dispatching buffalo bicycles to kids who live long distances from their schools and communities. Reason Wafawarova was one of these kids, and he's based in Sydney now, but joins us on the line now to have a bit more of a chat about the World Bicycle Relief. Reason, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
So take us back to living in Zimbabwe. What did having a bike mean to you?
Okay, so when I was a kid going to school, you know, you are looking at a distance of 15 to 20 kilometers one way, and you are 6 years old, 7 years old, normally barefooted. During our days, you know, a lot of things like shoes were just a luxury. So it's winter, you're barefooted, you're 6 years, 7 years, you're walking to school. What that really means is it undermines your potential in terms of your performance in class, just really the endurance to complete school itself. So I personally recall that when I started grade one, that was way back in the 70s, it was just four classes there. And by the time I got to grade seven, there was just like 23, 25 people left in the class. And we were over 100 when we started. The question is, where did the rest of the kids go? 3 years, 4 years, 5 years of education, 1 year of education, they drop off school, get married off quickly. So that whole range of children, the potential is totally destroyed. Those that are still alive, when I go back home today, you meet them. You can just, it's devastating to see where they are, where life has taken them, but they could be somewhere else had they been given an opportunity to realize their full potential. So when we did finally get a bike when I was about 13, it was just a family bicycle. You could use it to go to the shops. You could use it sometimes to carry your siblings, go to school. It was a huge transformation because our shops, as a family, the shops that where we bought from, they were 12 kilometers away. And sometimes you would be sitting there to buy as little a thing as a matchbox. And if they forgot something else, they would send you back. But you can look at the time that you waste walking all the way there to buy a little thing, and then you have to walk back. And if your grandmother fell sick and you needed to visit, or you just needed to visit them, mine was about 26 kilometers away. The other relatives are 30, 40, a day's journey, sometimes sleeping over, and then continuing with the journey the following day. So there's just so many hours that are lost in walking and traveling, because primarily the primary mode of transport in rural Africa up to today is walking. It's getting a little better, but during our days, it's just you decide to be in any place, you got to walk there. And you're looking at the health sectors. So many things happened in terms of, you know, accessing the health facilities. As late as 2004, it's just a family tragedy for me. I was working then in the city, and I was driving. I went to see my father and on a Sunday, and I drove back to the city. Something terrible happened. It was a food poisoning of some sort. Something terrible happened to him. And there was no transport to take him to the hospital, which was just about 15 kilometers away. They were trying to get cows in the scotch cart and try to take him there, but he didn't make it. And that's how he passed on. And everybody at the funeral would be talking about if only we had had a car and taken him to the hospital in time, he would be alive. And there's just millions and millions of such similar stories where life is lost because there's just no transport. You know, so what we are looking at is a huge transformation where something like a bike could just mean quicker access to a health facility, could just mean quicker access to school and the kids' realization of their full potential. It's not safe to walk in the jungles at times for girls and things like that. So you're looking at safety issues. So when I look at it, and I look at the work that World Basic Relief is doing, particularly in rural Africa, it's phenomenal. It's a silent part of poverty that we hardly ever talk about. When we talk of poverty, we obviously quickly think of clean drinking water, food and clothing and things like that. These are the just basic primary needs that we normally think about. But that factor of distance, and you know, it's silent, but so many billions of hours, productive hours, wasted, people walking, lives are lost because people just could not get quicker to a health facility and things like that. Potential is totally destroyed because kids drop out of school instead, and they could easily finish primary school, go to high school and be something else, but because of the distance, they've got to drop out. So it is a huge transformation when you address that aspect of transport.
It sounds, incredibly serious. I'm so sorry to hear about your father. How can people support this initiative from here in Sydney?
That's a very good question. So I personally work with World Bicycle Relief in the fundraising sector, and it is, I think, every charity does well, every charity complements each other, but when you support World Bicycle Relief, it is something that is very simple, very impactful, and something that can translate into easily tangible results. And people who want to support can go to the website, worldbicyclerelief.org, and you can easily donate there. We move around in different shopping centers as well. If you see our stores and our displays, you know, stop, talk to us and donate. There's quite a number of options that are there on the website. You can purchase a full bike for a kid. You can purchase 10 bikes if it's in your capacity to do so. You can donate towards a bike by just buying a component of a bike. Whichever way, it goes a long way to make a difference. You just have to visit the website, worldbicyclerelief.org, and you can make a huge difference.
We'll get the link up on the podcast. Reason, really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
That was Reason Wafawarova on the World Bicycle Relief and some of the opportunities opened up through the simple power of pedal power. As I said, we've got the link for you up in the podcast. You can find that at 2scr.com.